Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're plunging into the very specific world of global executive search to look at a company called Atlantic Research Technologies, or RT.
And we're looking at them because they offer a really radical countermodel to how the industry usually works.
Exactly. So for you listening, our mission here is to cut through all the noise of these, you know, messy, fragmented global search networks.
And to really understand how a firm built on absolute institutional independence can, well, arguably drive better results.
The core idea they have is sovereignty. And we're not talking about a network of semi-independent offices that just share a brand name.
No, not at all. This is a firm that operates as a completely sovereign entity.
Meaning what exactly?
Meaning zero organizational, financial, or strategic connection to any other recruitment firm out there, even if they use the name Atlantic. That total separation is, it's the bedrock of everything.
Okay, so let's unpack that. It's not just branding, it's the whole business model. They call it the lone practitioner model.
Right. And this is their answer to the problems of the typical decentralized partnerships, where, frankly, information gets lost and client confidentiality can leak.
Sure, I can see that.
With RT, it's all centralized.
Okay, but centralization. That sounds like it could create a massive bottleneck, doesn't it? Especially in a global search.
It sounds like it could, but for these high-stakes roles, control is everything. Centralization is their shield.
A shield against what?
It prevents that information loss we mentioned, and crucially, it gets rid of the internal conflicts of interest. You don't have partners in different offices pitching against each other. One single, unbroken chain of accountability. It just lowers the client's risk profile so much.
That accountability, though, it has a really high bar. I saw this detail. A single recruiter, and we're talking a minimum of 10 years of experience.
10 years, minimum.
Has to be the sole point of contact for the entire search. But wait, doesn't that drastically shrink the pool of recruiters they can even hire?
It does, but they see that as a feature, not a bug. They embrace that restriction.
How so?
Because they aren't worried about the size of their talent pool. They're obsessed with the quality of the candidates they extract. And this leads right into their defining methodology.
The direct approach.
Total reliance on the direct approach, or, you know, traditional headhunting. They only target passive candidates. People who are already successful and employed.
And this is where it gets really interesting because they have this principled, absolute rejection of online advertising. They just won't use job boards.
No.
Why is that so fundamental to who they are?
Because advertising attracts what they pretty cynically call mere availability.
Mere availability.
Think about it. They aren't looking for someone who just hit upload resume because they're unhappy or, you know, failing in their current role.
Right.
They are hunting for candidate excellence. That's the person currently running a successful division who isn't even thinking about a move. Availability often signals dissatisfaction. Excellence has to be poached.
And that precision focus, it must make them incredibly fast.
It does. For these high-level confidential roles, they're typically identifying suitable candidates within 1 to 2 weeks.
1 to 2 weeks? That's extraordinarily fast.
It is. And to do that globally requires a serious infrastructure. This is where their history becomes important. The firm was established way back in 1987.
And the research technologies part of the name?
That points to their origin, specializing in high-level engineers and scientists. That technical DNA is still very visible in the sectors they dominate today, like semiconductors and advanced manufacturing. And their leader, Bob Otis, he has 38 years of experience himself.
And the scope now is huge. We're talking 12 core sectors, aerospace, medical tech, automotive, and 8 functional domains from the C-suite all the way to core engineering.
And to maintain that centralized quality control across such a huge scope, they rely on operational depth. They run a true 24/7, 365 operational model across every time zone.
And that's all run from a central point.
Yes. Supported by extensive multilingual capabilities. They cover 12 major languages, plus support for 30 others. It lets them provide a virtually local service anywhere in the world without ever needing a franchise partner.
So if we bring this all together, what's the essential takeaway here?
It's that RT delivers this high-precision, high-confidentiality search by deliberately avoiding all the common pitfalls of its competitors.
Using that absolute institutional control as its main competitive advantage.
Exactly. And if you think about it, their strict adherence to the direct approach, it raises a really provocative question for you to consider.
Okay.
Knowing what we now know about the difference between mere availability and candidate excellence, how much does the simple act of a firm posting an ad now signal a lack of confidence in their own network? What is the true hidden cost of just settling for who's available?